Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything, and we'll keep it very, very simple. It's one of the best regular season wins I've seen anywhere in the NFL in recent memory. And it just furthers my belief. I don't have a reason to hide it. You're winning the Super Bowl. Now, if you're scared to say that or believe in jinxes or whatever, you do whatever you want. This is a Super Bowl team, and they have an attitude and a conviction and a belief, and sometimes, once in a while, teams operate outside the margins. And the Lions are one of those teams, and it was remarkable. And I mean, people, you can think whatever you want of me. I stood up for most of the fourth quarter like a crazy person. I was riveted. It was election night riveting. It was amazing.
Well, it looked like the election night map. That's red, blue, map. Blue, red.
It's a good call. I mean, Lions fans took over. It was they remarkable. Did. And on a night, again, since, what is it, down by at least 14 and your quarterback throws five picks, we haven't seen a team win a game like this since 1970. That was Rico's 28th birthday. Guys,
I was one.
Really?
I was one.
Good for you. But, guys, it's just, it's incredibly special. And it's it doesn't seem like it's stopping. You're 14-point favorites against Jacksonville. I think there's another opportunity for a stadium takeover in Indy. I feel like you are the most complete team in football, the best team in football. And Dan Campbell, he's just got a hold on this team. I mean, there's just only thing I can draw upon, like in my sports life, was like at the peak of D'Antonio, 13, 14, 15, just emulating the coach, emulating the message, taking on the personality of your coach, a belief, right? And like the difference is this Lions team has superstars, not feel good stories like Tony Lippitt. No, you have Amon-Ra St. Brown. You know, not a feel-good story like, hey, Trayvon Pendleton. No, no, I have Brian Branch. Like, they have stars. Penei Sewell, last night he did it again, and the first thing I thought of was Trent Williams. Open field, that's a 350-pound man out here looking to kill people. Runaway freight train. Brake lines are cut.
And it's also funny because he knows just at the right time to let the guy go. So I was like, wait, that's I thought it was a hold, but nope. He was like, ref's looking. Never mind.
Right.
Nah, we're just hugging it out.
So, no, I want to hear from you guys about it, but it so many moments from last night. One of the things we talked about was, you know, we know here locally, but I think America finally got to see it. Rico and I mutually picked the same player this summer to kind of announce themselves as a superstar in this league, and it's Brian Branch, and he's doing it. I mean, Brian Branch right now, I can make a credible case as an all-pro, not just a pro bowler, all pro. He is building himself into a Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed type safety where they're bigger than the position, that they are nightmares for people to have to plan for because you don't know where they're going to be. The fact that you have a safety that in run support can destroy somebody at the point of attack and can also have a PBU 17 yards down the field. He's a weapon, and he's awesome. And again, Aaron Glenn, hey, Ben Johnson, I can't speak for because, you know, he may not want to be a coach. Aaron Glenn got passed over last year. Mm-hmm. Well, now this is like revenge tour for him. He's going to be a head coach.
And he's doing it, and he doesn't have all the pieces that the offense has. No. Oh, and by the way, you're going to take away his best piece, and he's still going to be able to go and get the quarterback. Now, last night was something different because what's been missing was the Lions team really hasn't been bringing a lot of pressure. They did last night.
They have to because the only pass rush they have is Aleem McNeil. And the interior pass rush is no good without exterior complement. But Aleem was unbelievable last night. Za'Darius Smith next week, I think we finally get a chance to see, okay, can we rebalance this thing a little bit? Because I tell you, if you give Aaron Glenn a pass rush, the way he's got this secondary playing.
Because what happens is you see, when you bring the pass rush and you get to the quarterback, you get a sack, they look shuffled. But when you miss, that's when you end up with the wide receivers deep down the field. And it's like, wow, how'd that play happen? Well, it's because
you brought seven people.
Correct.
And none of them won their matchup.
Correct.
Let's go to Lisa, Birmingham, 97.1. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, good. Complete sentences coming right up here.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes. I wanted to mention a segment that I saw on SportsCenter related to the Chiefs game where it was suggested that Patrick Mahomes was speaking to a ref and said, could you please let me know when they're getting close to me so I know if I'm going to be sacked? And, it was suggested that perhaps the refs wanted the Chiefs to win. And I'm relating this to the play where Terrion Arnold was, on the back of the fellow who was trying to catch the ball from Houston. And, it was suggested that perhaps, some people might have said, living down south, that maybe the refs wanted to win, the Lions to win. And I think this kind of whining, is not really, what we're about. We're winning because we're good. We're winning because we have grit, and we, when we're, it's not our day, we pull off the win anyways. It has nothing to do with anybody wanting us to win except the fans. And the fans went down there and rooted for our team in a away stadium. We were a presence. And
Lisa, think about this. Who would have ever thought that anybody would utter the phrase, well, the NFL wants the Lions to win? Signed, no one. So I think what you saw was the fact that the Lions defense was so good. It was a penalty. But the ref said, you know what? You've been playing so well today. I think that was just a bang-bang play. Nope. It was a legal play. That's how I see it.
Exactly. Yes. And then on the subject of, college teams winning, related to the Lions, I feel like the Lions, they are angry. Like Michigan was angry the year before they won the national championship. And this is translating to the Lions as well, that they are angry over last year. I agree with you guys that they came so close and they didn't get it, and they've got a chip on their shoulder, just like similar to Michigan, and hopefully the same outcome that Michigan had.
Yeah, so, and sometimes teams can have a hangover, or it can motivate them, and it's definitely the latter, Lisa. Like, I always hesitate to draw connectivity between seasons. But this team, it's just clear. There's a singular focus. It goes back to Dan Campbell telling his team in the locker room afterwards, no, I want you to remember this because you may never get back here. Mm-hmm. It should hurt. There's something. They are completely dialed in, man. It's just the only thing that could stop my belief would be catastrophe in the injury department. Beyond Aiden. Like, I just believe is currently constituted without losing any of your major pieces. You're winning Super Bowl. Now, obviously, if you lose 3-4 of your best players, I'm going to feel differently. But, like, in the here and now, no.
I think, honestly, really, if you lose Jared Goff, that's the only thing that can derail this.
Sewell, Amon-Ra.
They've won without J-Mo.
J-Mo different. That, you know what J-Mo is? J-Mo's dessert.
Yeah,
he ain't the meal.
I would say J-Mo's the bacon. You can have the burger, okay, and it's just as good. Bacon makes it better.
Okay, you win. You're right. We agree on that. Man, you can't be losing somebody like Sewell. Then you lost the bun, and now you just got a mess on your hands.
You know what? No, yes, because I would have never thought that Taylor Decker was as valuable as he was, but you could Dan Skipper was probably the happiest guy out there.
He did the best he could. I'll tell you this right now. Thank your lucky stars that Will Anderson didn't play last
night. Mm-hmm.
Because as good as Houston's pass rush was, Will Anderson's their version of Aiden, and he's got 7.5, 8.5 sacks, mm-hmm, and the best pressure rate on the team. He's a freak.
Yeah.
Will Anderson on Skipper would have been criminal.
Yeah. And you see, near the end of the game, we're just going to run to Sewell's side.
We're going to opting out of the left side.
Hey, Dan, we love you. You're eligible, but we're going to go over here.
Just stand there. We'll go to Dean, 97.1. What's up, Dean? Dean? I think Dean opted out. Okay, we'll move on. We'll go over to Dean. Hold on. Are you calling us from the private plane? Come on. Don't tell me you weren't there last night.
Man, come on, man. You know your dog was there.
Oh, no, he was there. Sending me live text messages.
Oh, my. Take us through it, because it looked like a takeover.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. I'm just driving home. And, you know, again, when I say this stuff, y'all, I'm blessed to go. So I always let that, you know, I'm blessed. I can go. So
you already got the reservation at St. Elmo for 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, absolutely.
See? You're going
you
in.
About, you talking about Indianapolis? Indianapolis?
Yeah, hell yeah, I am.
Absolutely. So that's what I wanted to touch on with you, Mike. So I wanted to correct you on something real. Not correct you, but just put you up on game.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing going on behind the scenes, like a little underworld thing, like how the mafia helped JFK get the presidency. There's some stuff like that going on with this Detroit takeover thing. So what happened was Detroit and Atlanta and Houston has a connection because a big part and large part of the African-American community has always migrated there over the last few years. So you have a large African-American presence that moves from Detroit to Houston and Atlanta.
Okay.
So when that game came out, five of your top Detroit promoters here promoted the hell out of that thing because they all went down and it was 20 parties over the weekend. So I personally know six young ladies who took 10 to 15 women with them personally. And I got homeboys that had women. You get what I'm saying? So that's what was the elephant in the room. It was 20 parties down there, and you had a whole crowd of people who's not your normal people like myself, uh-huh, who always go, there were at that game. So it's only like that in the cities where a lot of Detroiters have migrated to. Definitely Atlanta.
Wait, so Houston, DJ,
Dallas.
So it was Detroit, the Detroit takeover is Detroit's version of the modern-day Freaknik.
Well, absolutely. Oh, that's exactly what it was.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen. If you was a married man, you need to stay away from that one. I'm talking about it was eye candy everywhere. It was incredible. So that's what was going on, Mike. And I say that to say, India is not going to be like that. Let's be clear. We know you got a whole group of people who love to go to the games. It's an event, and they do. We got our normal people. Like, when I go to the Chiefs, I see some of the same people. We got to follow them. The takeover is real.
Oh, yeah.
But in them cities, it's different.
So okay.
You're not going to see that in Indy, Mike.
Fascinating. All right. Yeah, DJ, this is good to know. And obviously, I missed my invite to the Freaknik in the mail. So, it just is what it is. I just, last night.
You never went to the Freaknik?
No, it's crazy, right? I know.
Oh, wow.
I'd fit right in. The point is, DJ, because when you watched it on TV, it was striking. And, like, sometimes absolutely, they say that with Nebraska or Ohio State, well, the red shows up and blue. DJ, it looked like a 60-40 split. It was remarkable.
No, it absolutely was, Mike. So let's take this for instance. So, again, for the last year and a half, I've been riding this train. The Minnesota game, we took that stadium over, but it was nowhere like this. Last year in Kansas City, I'm talking, we really started. Kansas City was different because that was our first major win. But I'm talking about after that. I was out in L.A. All them other cities, it wasn't the same because mm-hmm, you didn't have that migration.
Got it.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Those cities is different because, you know, friends got friends and cousins down there, so it's different. And the whole city went. So let's talk some football real quick. So the thing is, man, what I was watching, and I used to be the dude who, if you'd have asked me 3 months ago, I would have said this big old thing was 65-75% Brad Holmes and the rest was Dan Campbell. I'm shifting. Mm-hmm. For the simple fact that those guys, man, have completely taken on everything that man said in that press conference a few years ago. And I'm talking about everybody owes that man an apology because they are what he said. When you kick them down, they're getting up. And they don't come back even harder. Like, they are him. And that's what we're seeing. You get what I'm saying? So
100%.
From a football standpoint, it's beautiful to see, man.
Oh, no doubt. DJ, listen, it is a special time right now. And it feels like more than just a game. And I'm not talking about the parties and the eye candy. I'm talking about this is your time. This is this city's time. It's happening. It felt that way when the Cubs were doing their thing in 16. It's the same thing here. This is your moment. Like, I truly believe in my heart you're winning the Super Bowl. And I also believe, DJ, that Rico needs an invite to one of these road trips.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go straight to the people. We have reconnected with Dean. He is back. He is ready to roll. Dino, what's going on, buddy?
Yes, hi, Mike and Rico. First of all, that guy, Dan, he never came back to the Marines. I was hoping to get his story.
Well, we got him back.
Yeah.
Oh, we got him back. It was about 15 minutes later. He sorted his connection out. We kept him on hold. We heard the rest of the story.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr.
That's
but
okay.
I want to thank him. Today being a Veterans Day, you know, thank you for your service. So I was watching the game last night, and I had to get up at 5:30, so I was not excited about an 8:40 start time.
Uh-oh.
And then as this game was unfolding, and then right before halftime, they score that touchdown, knowing that they're getting the ball back. And C.J. Stroud at that point was looking like, where did this come from? You know, like, I had not seen him play like that all year.
Dean, you pulled the plug, didn't you?
No, yeah. I stayed up for a bit. I was halftime, and I watched the interview with Dan Campbell, and no sooner did he utter, you know, the words that we need a couple of turnovers on defense, we get that pick. Then I'm like, okay, all right, we're down there 30 or something yard line. Where then we throw the pick. And I remember Friday show, Mike, you were saying you're all in. Lions are not going to lose another game. And you tried to get T.J. Lang to bite on it. And at first it sounded like he was going to go there. Then he pulled back and he said, this is the NFL. You know, you get games that you don't expect and this and that. And I was thinking, you know what? This is one of those T.J. Lang games.
Yeah.
I turned the TV off.
I knew it. I knew that's where this was headed. So, Dean, you woke up at 5:30 and you check your phone.
No. I woke up around 12:30, 12:45.
Oh, my.
And I said, oh, let me look and see. And I read, I was on the ESPN side, and I read Jake Butts kicks walk-off field goal. And I'm thinking, walk-off? I've never heard that used in football term, but I know what that means. And I saw the score, and I said, oh, my God.
So Dean wasn't waiting all day for Sunday night.
No, Dean was waiting for that 5:30 a.m. alarm. He'd had enough.
Oh, man. But it was like, and based on everything I'm hearing, this is probably one of the greatest games that we're going to watch.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I missed it.
No, but Dean, here's the deal. Luckily, we'll spin it into a positive. Dino, you saved yourself some stress. You saved yourself some hyperventilation and possibly breathing into a brown bag. It's not your fault, because I stand with Dean. I don't need Sunday night football when hardworking Americans have to be up at 5, 6 a.m. You can't be starting these games at 8:30, putting in the extra commercials, a ridiculously long halftime. I'm sorry. The game should start no later than 7:30. It just shouldn't.
I'm with you, but it doesn't. It's like the Super Bowl gets later and later every year.
Well, that's why America should have the next day off.
Kind of like today.
Right.
Yeah.
But hey, as long as Kenny Cott's enjoying his day off, that's real. I mean, one of the true hardworking Americans.
Harder.
Yeah, exactly. Probably still hasn't gotten out of bed today. Let's go over to David 97.1. David, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, happy Veterans Day. And let's not forget the family members of those veterans, the spouses, the children, and the price that they pay. Excuse me. Okay, back to real things.
Okay.
Mike, you've been lionized. I had the epiphany listening to you.
Okay.
That emotion that you were feeling last night.
Yeah.
Putting your foot on your dinner, on your dining room table, like you're Captain Morgan. You're in love, Mike. You are invested. I'm Clemenza, putting the meatballs in the sauce, looking at you, saying, why don't you tell that girl that you love her with all your heart?
Listen, David, I am, because despite people, anytime
you've
I say,
it.
No,
love is earned.
And that's my point. I've been here for 26 years. This is my home. These are my people.
I grew up a Vikings fan in Jackson, Michigan. I'm 60 years old. I'm now vested with this line. I'm now 60. I'm going to turn 60 Friday. I'm vested.
Yeah.
I bought into it. I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I watch the darn game all the way to midnight.
There you go. Listen, David, you're right. There's an emotional connection because, look, here's the reality. It goes beyond people that have become lifelong friends or, you know, people I do consider family, even though they're not family. But then there's my dysfunctional family, which is the show, the listeners. There's an element of we've all been in this together for a long time. And, David, look, plenty of years of my life that predate Rico and certainly with Rico, it's been nothing but pain, anger, nonsense. And you get to a point where you're like, this is I just for these people and for the people who aren't alive to see it, can we just do this one time? Once.
Yes.
Please.
And David, happy belated birthday to you. Because you know what that game was? I'm thinking back to the previous caller who said he woke up to see the walk-off field goal. It reminds me of the pitch back and forth type of thing, where I thought the Lions had the game won.
Pitchy, pitchy, woo-woo.
So, yeah, I'm like, okay, I turned it off. I'm tired. I go to sleep. My phone starts blowing up. I'm like, what in the world just happened? And sure enough, I turn on the TV, and the play just happened. They're showing the replay. Like, no, like, really? Not like this. Not like this. Really? Yeah, that was Lions' fortune then. You're
not
on
now.
The other side of that coin now, where you're catching the breaks, where everything is going your way.
This Lions team can win a game 38-35, or they can win a game 20-17. Only the great teams can do it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'm telling you, man. And special teams goes without saying. Jack Fox, he can punt it from the parking lot and flip the field. And Jake Bates, look, it's November 11th, and I know things can get weird with kickers in a hurry. But as we sit here right now, he's one of the best kickers in the sport.
Think about this, though, Mike. And it goes back. I like to joke, but it's partly true. Dan Campbell likes him. How many times? Normally it's like, oh, you're between the 50. We're just going forward until we get.
He trusts him. He doesn't like him.
Hey, kid, go in there. Kick that 55-yarder.
Dan Campbell's not the type of guy who likes a kicker. I think he can respect a kicker.
No, I think after. I think he likes the kicker because he sees, you know what? You have one job to do.
And you'll do it.
And you do your job. So therefore, I like you. I don't have to worry about your feelings or anything like that.
Do you like Jake Moody?
No.
Okay. So in essence, you're Deebo Samuel.
Yes.
One of the strangest things I've ever seen.
I probably wouldn't have went after the long snapper in the game.
So weird.
But Jake Moody probably shouldn't have been out there. He's still injured. That wasn't on him, all those misses. That was on Shanahan and, well, just Shanahan.
Okay. Well, Wojo was kind enough to show up 8 minutes before a broadcast. We'll see if he wants to come in and do some crosstalk. Be exciting.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. Paul, Sarah, any ticket texts before we depart here on this Veterans Day? Tomorrow, band is back together. I can't wait to talk some Tigers with you guys because, hate to say, I told you so.
You don't hate to say it.
No, I like when I get slandered and my character gets impugned and it's like ad hominem attacks on me. And it's like, okay, fine, then show me. And the first chance they have to show you is, according to Evan Petzl, a low ball offer to Scooble. And yeah, I hope you're ready for Jake Berger. Like, okay, timeout. Like, I think it's okay for me to say, you know what? You guys need to cool out if you want to defend Chris and company, fine. But, like, don't vilify people like me who say, look, I just want more. Like, I want to win, and I'm ready to win. And what is this money ball crap? I don't need it.
Don't want to block the kids.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, look, I have to wait until the offseason's over. I promised I'd do that. Yeah. I will give Scott Harris all of the time
but
in the world.
This sneak preview, remember when we were like, hey, you're probably not thinking like Scott. You're not going to go that long-term deal. And you're like, well, you're not going to get this person.
I loved his response to the question he was asked. Oh, the payroll question. Yeah, you're right. Because we're tired of living in poverty, okay?
Well, we're a small market city.
No, we are not. That's the problem. Hi, Bob.
You couldn't make it, could you?
No, we're good. We're foreshadowing tomorrow's
show.
You
couldn't make it to the end
it's
of the show.
It's called a sports tease.
It's a tease, Robert. It's a tease. That's all it is.
Well, Joe, be curious.
I know. Listening today, this is one of the more joyous Mondays I've heard after a Lion victory that wasn't like a playoff victory than I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was the most impressive regular season win that I've ever seen them have.
Because Lions fans stared into the abyss like, oh, no, we're not good. Goff is throwing interceptions. Oh, God, no. And then they were pulled out of the abyss.
Well, Joe, the interception by C.J. Stroud, that play goes the other way. It's a different game.
Yeah.
They go up 30-13. That's your second loss of the year.
How about the interception that Goff threw that they put him down at the one instead of the touchback?
Oh,
that was huge. Oh,
it really was.
Oh, huge.
Oh. Because it turned into a punt because you got it right back.
And then a touchdown.
So, obviously, you have Lions Fiesta at 7.
Yeah, we're going to talk Pistons. Cade with a big fourth quarter against the Hawks.
Really? Because all I saw was a couple of drives that went nowhere, and then he put Ivy in a terrible position on the last play of the game. Don't worry, I watched.
Cade scored the basket, and then he blocked the shots.
So. That's what I saw.
Woo, woo. He was listening to the show and said, oh, yeah. Hey, here you go, Mr. Funny
Man. I'll credit him. He played great against Atlanta.
That's what I'm talking about.
But right back to the normal antics.
He came out for the fourth quarter holding four fingers up, just like that.
That's right.
Lots of Lions talk for sure, and then Lions review at 7 p.m. But does that game, if you're a Lions fan, make you feel better about them? Or was that glimpse into the abyss?
No.
Make you think, still anything can happen in the NFL.
Super Bowl, they're winning it.
Okay, I'm just saying, though,
you always use Mad Libs to do your column anyways. I know you have a Super Bowl one pre-produced.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Okay, I know that's been there.
I first wrote it in, I think, 1996 was the first. No, 1995. Yeah, that's the first one I wrote.
Bob, I can't. I have no, how about this? I can do whatever I want, but I have been given no reason to not stick with what I said the day the season started. You're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I don't see any reason to stray from that at all. And the one reason that you think you might have stumbled across was, who's going to beat the Chiefs? Well,
we are. We
anybody can beat them. They
bundle
just don't. Ruski,
bundle Ruski. Yeah. Bundle Ruski. I want to bury that team.
Yeah. Bundle Save. Okay. Bundle Save.
Turn his mic off.
Boondley.
He's next.
Save.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.